Blog Talk Radio.
Church together, and here we are together again on the first Sunday in the month of July 2023. Amen. I want to welcome all of you here today. Welcome, welcome, and more welcome to you. Amen. Good to see all of you on the line this morning. We're excited. God's going to do something today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I was out of town, but, you know, God said, make sure you come back for church. I'm doing something. And I was like, hallelujah. So I am here. We'll talk more about that later. But first, Pastor Mom is going to greet everybody and open us up in a word of prayer. Say hi to everybody, Pastor Mom.
Yay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. And I'm glad to be with you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Open us up in prayer. Our Father.
Our Father.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, forever. Amen. Amen. We praise God for that, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say our prayer. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom, for opening us up in prayer and greeting everyone. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. So let's say it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Let's go on now to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and we're reading together. Amen. Let's read together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Well, if you've been with us for a little while, and everybody who's on the line right now has been with us, so you know that this is our time where we call it Pearls to Ponder. And God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so every month he gives us one of his names, character, or nature to ponder, to think about, roll around in our head. Amen. And so this month, well, I'll just say last month, we talked about his gentleness. And we realized that the Lord is really strength wrapped in love. That's what his gentleness is like. He can do all kinds of things, but his strength is wrapped in love. Amen. And so then, so this month, what we're going to talk about is the righteousness of God. We're going to talk about his righteousness, that he is a righteous God. He's a just God. And so that's what we're going to talk about and ponder on, rolling around in our head. Because the more we think on these things, he can give us more revelation. He can show us different things in his word that confirms what he's saying to us. Now, when we talk about God's righteousness, we're talking about his nature. That's his nature. Righteousness is his nature. And his righteous nature determines what is right and what is wrong. And the scriptures confirm it. So when you look in the scriptures, we find the righteousness of God. So the scripture corroborates it, bears it out, verifies it, and shows the truth about God's righteousness. It really even proves it out. It authenticates God's righteousness. I mean, as we read the Bible, we find out more because it confirms God's righteousness. And then it affirms God's righteousness. That's what the Bible does. It states, to affirm something is to state it as a fact. Hallelujah. His righteousness is a fact. That he's a righteous God, that's a fact. Amen. And that he upholds, he supports, he defends, he maintains amen, his righteousness, hallelujah. And that God is righteous assures us that God always conformed to himself. Amen. God's righteousness assures us that God always conforms to himself. And meaning he conforms to himself, he abides by what he says. Come on. Amen. He complies to what he has said. He holds to what he has said. Amen. He upholds what he has said. That's his righteousness. Amen. And he faithfully adheres to his own perfection. Glory to God. He acts only and always according to the very highest principle of justice, and that is himself. Hallelujah. That's a lot to ponder on, to roll around in our heads. Amen. So we'll go over even that definition again throughout this month, because that's a mouthful, hallelujah, of how we can go into the Bible and it confirms and affirms God's righteousness, and to know that he conforms to his righteousness. That's who he is. Hallelujah. Now let's go in the Word for a moment. Romans. We're going to go on the Romans road just a little bit. Romans 3, verses 21 through 26. Romans 3, verses 21 through 26. I'll say it again. Romans 3, verses 21 through 26. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness, hallelujah, for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the righteousness of God. This is not just a little thing you just hear and just run on and that's it. This is something that needs to be pondered, to be thought about, to roll around in your head and let the Lord give us that revelation. Hallelujah. That revelation that sticks to our bones. Amen. And becomes a part of us. Hallelujah. Jesus, God's righteousness revealed, because that's who Jesus is. God had a plan to redeem us, to make us right in his eyes, and he did it through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to think of who sings this song. Pastor Catherine, do you remember who? You probably didn't even hear when I played it. I want to say Ron Canole. Let's hear it. It's a little part of it. But Jesus, God's righteousness revealed. Amen.
Hallelujah. God's righteousness revealed, the Son of God, the Son of Man, His kingdom come. Redemption sacrifice, now glorified, now justified, His kingdom.
Hallelujah, Jesus, God's righteousness revealed. Amen. So He's showing His character, His nature of righteousness, you know, determining what is right, what is wrong, and He confirms it in the scripture. He confirms it even through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word. Hallelujah. He is the Word made flesh, dwelling among us. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, you all know that's our pearl to ponder for this month. So the righteousness of God. You know, a lot of times we think about our righteousness, and our righteousness is our right standing with God. But this month, we want to think about how God himself is righteous. Amen. We may talk about our righteousness in him, but because we're connected. Thank you, Jesus. But we want to focus on the righteousness of God. So ponder on that and let God just bless your heart with it. Amen. So that's our pearl to ponder for today. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration. Glory to God. And I was saying today, earlier, that I was out of town. I went to Houston just for a couple of days. My brother and his wife were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. I mean, how amazing is that? And I just can say that we can't make it in a relationship for 50 years. Actually, we can't even make it a day without God in the relationship. And so it was just such a blessing to see them. You know, their love has grown over the years. And for my brother, you know, to do some of the things that he does, God has made him a whole new man. You know, he's not how he used to be. Amen. And that's a word to a lot of us, that God can change us in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. So it was good to spend time with them. We, you know, Friday night we spent time with him and his wife in the hotel room. And it was mostly, you know, their close family, sisters, brothers, their children and grandchildren. And so we kind of just, you know, hung out, talked, played some games together and things like that on Friday night. And then on Saturday, last night, or Saturday afternoon into the night, then we had a big, you know, more people were invited. And this was at my nephew's house, his son's house in Houston, and who has a very nice home. And so it was there, and they had a caterer there, and oh, good food, good cake. Oh, my goodness. It was very good. So we all had a good time. Amen. And I might have stayed longer, but the Lord just laid on my heart to get back here. You know, stay those 2 days. And I just flew in this morning. I just got here back to St. Louis about 7:30 this morning. Amen. So you know I was up in the middle of the night to catch that plane. And I stayed at my nephew's house, him and his wife. And I'm telling you, I just had such a wonderful time with them. You know, they love the Lord. And their children are all good children, you know, very responsible children. And, you know, I had some good conversations with my niece, my grandnieces and nephews while I was there, even in that short amount of time. So I was just so blessed by being there this weekend. Amen. And I just, you know, I pray blessing, continual blessings, and you can join me in faith, praying for my brother and his wife who just celebrated the 50 years, Herbert and Diane, Pastor Herbert and Lady Diane McCoy. And, you know, and praying that they stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and praying even now that God would strengthen their body in the name of Jesus and bring, you know, healing, health, and wholeness all throughout their bodies in the name of Jesus. And then praying over my nephew and his home. Like I said, such a beautiful home. And so we just plead the blood of Jesus over their home. And we thank God for his provision and continually providing for them in every area. And we even pray a thousandfold blessing upon them for, I mean, great hospitality in those couple of days that I stayed there. So we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declaration. I see so many of you are on today. So you know this is tag team preaching. So you have the 5 minutes. We have a special, everybody's special. But we have a special one today who's here with us, and she doesn't usually get to be with us on Sunday. We have Pastor Catherine with us. So after Pastor Mom, then we have Pastor Catherine who's going to speak. And I see you, Minister Joy, with your with your hand raised and ready. Amen. Anyone else, you know, now you can either begin to press your number one key and get in the queue for tag team preaching. You have 5 minutes. Give us a scripture, a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. You can also read out of your devotional for 5 minutes. You also can give us a scripture shower, 5 minutes of scripture showers, and or you can give us your testimony. Praise God. As long as God is glorified, you got 5 minutes. Amen. To do it. On this broadcast, you can continue to do it where, you know, wherever you are. Praise God. So let's do some declarations. We have some that are kind of longer and some that are short, but we want to declare some promises over ourselves. And when I saw this, it just really kind of struck me that sometimes we just need to pray God's promises over ourselves. So we're going to do that this morning. They're short, and I'll give the scripture that goes with them. But you know how we are. We are fully engaged. Amen. And we let our faith work and operate as we speak out these declarations, and we see them come to pass. Now, Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Amen. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, the word of our God stands forever." Now, I have a little note on my paper here. I believe this was from Pastor Price back in April. And the word that the Lord said through her was, all heaven back the word. Amen. God's word stands forever, and all of heaven is backing the word. Amen. So we're going to declare and decree what the word says over us today. So repeat after me. I am free.
I am free.
And that's from Psalm 118 and verse 5 and John 8 and verse 36. Okay, continue. Repeat after me. I have hope. Amen. That's from Psalm 25, verse 3, and Psalm 71, and verse 5. I have a purpose. Amen. You sure do. We have a purpose. Jeremiah 29, 11, and Romans 8, 28. Hallelujah. You know me, I always say Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Amen. So Jeremiah 29:11 and Romans 8:28. And now let's say one of our longer declarations. So repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me,
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus touches my body, dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16 and verse 19. Hallelujah. That is our declarations. Those are our declarations for today. And hallelujah. And they have been established. Amen. They are established. We spoke them out into the atmosphere. And all of heaven is backing up what we just, amen. And so we're going to have some praise and worship. Now, after this, we're going to go into communion. So make sure, this is the first Sunday of the month, make sure you have your communion elements close by, your cracker, your bread, your juice. If you don't have juice, some water. But get your elements ready. And after we hear this praise and worship song, or this song on the blood, hallelujah. I believe we're going to start with C.C. Winans. Amen. And the blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's hear that. And get your communion elements together so we can commune in the Lord.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Amen, amen. For those of you who just joined us, we're about to have communion. So get your communion elements, get your cracker, get your juice, get your bread. If you don't have juice, get some water. Jesus did turn the water into wine. Get that and get ready to commune with us this morning. Praise God. We're starting at 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11. Hallelujah. And we're starting at verse 23. So first, Pastor Mom's going to repeat after me, and then I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of the scripture. So Pastor Mom, repeat after me. For I have received, of the Lord, that which, also, I deliver, unto you. The Lord, Jesus, the same night, in which he was, betrayed, took bread, and when, he had, given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you. I'll go ahead and read it now. Amen. So we're at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Pastor Mom just read verses 23 and 24. And I'll be going from 25 through 34. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 25 through 34. After the same manner, after the same manner, also the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray over our communion. If you don't have your communion elements, go get them quickly so that we can commune together. We're going to do that in just a few moments. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now asking for forgiveness of our sins. Hallelujah. And then standing on your word in 1 John 1 and 9 that says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we just thank you, Lord God, right now. And we believe your word. We stand on your word that you are indeed cleansing us from all unrighteousness right now. And we thank you for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, as we were, I was reading through the communion, what I thought about was when Judas Iscariot, he was condemned while he was, he took communion first. And then he was condemned because the enemy came into him after that because of what was on his mind, what was on his heart, and what he had done. And we have an opportunity, you know, to not be condemned through the Lord Jesus Christ as we receive him as our Lord and as our Savior. So that is such a blessing, and we can always go to him and ask for forgiveness. Forgiving us, Lord, as we come to partake of your body and your blood today, that we come clean, not in and of ourselves, but we come clean by the blood of the Lamb and even by the word of our testimony. We give you praise and glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. So let's get our communion element. Hopefully you have them with you. And we're going to take communion this morning together. Amen. Get mom ready. Make sure that you're all ready. So we're going to partake in the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So take the representation of his body, hold it in your hand, and wait one moment. We're going to do it together. In the name of Jesus. Okay, this, hold it up. This is the body of Christ that was broken for us. Take and eat it in remembrance of him. Now you may eat it. Now get your juice or your water, and let's hold it up together. Lord, we thank you right now for your blood that was shed for us on the cross. We thank you so much for it. And we thank you that your blood will never, ever lose its power. And let the wonder-working power of the blood of Jesus go into us now as we partake of it and remember you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all partake of the blood of Jesus. Amen.
They pierced him in the side for me.
Hallelujah. I know it was the blood for me and for you too. Hallelujah. It was the blood. It was the blood. Amen. You may have recognized that voice. That was Pastor G.E. Patterson. Hallelujah. Singing, I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome those who just came on the line. Amen. Good to see you all this morning. God bless you. Hopefully you were able to take communion with us. It was just a beautiful time in the Lord. Amen. We're going to go on now with our finances. We want to pray over our finances. And, you know, almost every time we do this, there's a couple of things that come to mind that the Lord has said to me over time. And one is that favor means more than money. There are times where God's favor will take over, where you don't need any money at all, where you thought you needed money to take care of it. God's favor will just swoop in and take care of it. Something happened this week where Pastor Mon has a piece of equipment that we use, and I noticed that there was a crack in it, and it was still working just fine, but the crack was getting bigger and bigger. And I was concerned that that crack would open up to the point where the electricity would be affected in that machine. And so the Lord told me to call the manufacturer or the distributor and find and see if they would replace that, because that piece of equipment is about somewhere around $500. And so, just prayerfully called when he said to call, because I could have called a couple of weeks ago. But as I called, then the lady on the phone was saying, it's out of warranty, and, we're not going to be able to do anything for you on this. And she thought I was talking about another part of the equipment, and the Lord let me hear that. So anyway, long story short, the Lord gave me the words to say. Hallelujah. He gave me the words to say. And when I said those words, and the words he said to say was, this is a manufacturer's defect, because this equipment should not be, cracking right there. When I said that, she went to her manager, and she came back and she said, ma'am, we're going to give you another one. We're going to send it to you. You will have it in 2 days. And then we'll send a box for the old one so that you can send that back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we praise God for his favor, because his favor is more than money. Amen. And however he wants to do it, with our finances. But what is so important is that we continue to give. And as Pastor Catherine says so many times, don't be afraid to give. Amen. Whatever your situation, your circumstance, don't be afraid to give. And I was telling another little testimony, I believe I told it last week. There was a woman who tithes to this ministry. She's on with us sometimes, and sometimes she goes to her church, but she's pretty faithful in tithing, here. And her job told her that she could be out of a job in a certain amount of time, that they were thinking about laying off people. Some they were going to lay off, some they were going to keep. Even at that time where she had heard that news, praise God, she was not afraid to tithe. She was not afraid to give. She went on and gave. Hallelujah. And God restored that job and gave her another one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so that's what he does for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it's important for us to tithe. It's important for us to give offerings. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our prayer for finances. Repeat this prayer after me and be all in it, fully engaged. Amen. So let's go. Repeat it. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your
good.
May I be a good steward of all that you give me. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost,
devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it
so that what I have
and
what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, there are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. $ESLCCC. We also have Zelle. Our Zelle number is area code 973-951-9921. That's 973-951-9921. Hallelujah. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door. We're at 2E. You can also mail it to us, a money order or a check, and make the check or money order payable to ESLCCC. Hallelujah. And the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you right now for the tither. You said in Malachi chapter 3 that if we would try you and test you on this, and by giving 10% of whatever monies we get in, giving you 10%, that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. And you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that right now, Lord. We thank you for the tithers. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are giving offerings. Amen. Hallelujah. And your word says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, where you say you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. So we just thank you, Lord, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't talk about the wealth transfer. But I think most of you guys have heard about the wealth transfer. It really is happening now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go into a little praise and worship, and then we're going into tag team preaching. Hopefully you're ready with your tag team preaching. We have we have six people that are in line, in the queue right now. Hallelujah. We have Pastor Mom. We're going to start with her, and then we'll go to Pastor Catherine, who's here with us a little bit today, praise God. Then we have Minister Joy, Minister Amber, Pastor Bryce, and Minister Rachel. And that's in the order that you are in the queue. Amen, amen. But before we go there, we want to hear a song, a little song, a little praise song, and then we'll go right in to our tag team preaching. Praise the Lord. This is Sister McDowell singing this morning. Today. Now remember, if you just came on the line and you say, well, I didn't know in advance, if God gives you something to say to us, we want to hear it. Amen. If it comes to your mind, a devotional that you read last week that just really, really blessed your heart, bless our hearts with it too. Amen. And read from your devotional or scripture that God gave to you. You don't have to take up the whole 5 minutes. If you have a scripture that just God just blessed you with it and gave you a revelation on that scripture, share that with us. This is an awesome opportunity to be able to bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom this morning. Amen. We'll go to Pastor Catherine after that. And so Pastor Mom is going to start this morning with her favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Amen.
Amen.
So say your scripture, Pastor Mom, that you know from memory. Trust in the Lord
with all your heart.
Lena. And
all your heart.
All your ways.
All your ways.
Acknowledge.
All your ways.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And he.
And he.
Shall direct.
Will direct
your
path.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Amen. So we started with Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. That was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And you know that's Pastor Mom's favorite scripture. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Catherine to come. We're going to have Pastor Catherine to come. But we see Minister Joy is here, so we're going to let Minister Joy go first. And then we'll have Pastor Catherine to come after that. Amen. So Minister Joy, we're going to open up your line. And anyone else, press your number one key. If you want to get in the queue to be able to tag team preach today. Amen. Minister Joy, we're opening up your line. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can hear you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Someone, the message today is God's power source. God's power source. Today's scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 8:6. That's 1 Corinthians 8:6. It says, yet for us, there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things, and for whom we have life, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through and by whom are all things, and through and by whom we ourselves exist. 1 Corinthians 8:6. Now, it says, the story says, despite knowing that the electricity wasn't working in Jill Brown's house after a strong storm, Jill instinctively flipped on the light switch when she entered the room. Of course, nothing happened. No power. Eventually, the power came back on. Jill then noticed that it was getting hot in there. Her kids noticed it too. Jill thought it would be nice to use the fan for them. Jill yelled, "Could someone please turn on the fan?" Unbeknownst to Jill and her kids, the fan was not plugged in, not even to the extension cord. The kids flipped the switch. That didn't seem to work. "Try again," Jill says. "Can one of you try to spin it? Then maybe it will start." "Okay," they said. Jill said, "We may have to do it old school way. Just blow on the blades and see if we can get them to go around." Frustrated, it just wouldn't work. Jill looks down and points. "Does someone know what this end of the wire is called?" The kids yell, "A plug. What do you do with it?" So, but the kids plugged it into the extension cord and it still didn't work. They all discovered that it needs to be plugged into the wall, the real source of power. The fan immediately turned on and the cool breeze filled the air. Just like Jill's family had to plug in the extension cord into the wall to get the real power, God is our power source. He is the perfect and on-time source for everything you can ever need and want. The only catch is you have to receive him as your one and only source by faith. The word of God will renew your mind, feed your faith, and get you where you need to be to receive all that you need. If you allow him, God is able to do more than we ask, think, and his power is working within us daily on a daily basis. So how do we plug into God's power for our lives? Everyone wants their lives to work just right. They want relief, hope from disappointment. People try all kind of ways to make their lives work the way they want them to. They think if they buy things, that will make them happy. But then their money is gone when it's time to pay bills or pay groceries. People will try to fix their life by going to church one day a week. But if you really don't know God, you won't care about obeying him. People sometimes forget all about the message they heard in church during the rest of the week. People may even ask someone they know or even a stranger to try to fix things for them. But that's not the answer to really fixing the problem you have in life. Plug into the real power source, Jesus. Then we get the power to think and behave differently. We learn to read his word, obey his commands, and find praying and leaning on God for the answers to our problems. We can find true happiness in a life that works just fine. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Some of us don't fully understand about God's power, but we can sure see the effects on him he has in our life. See, when the fan is plugged into the power, we see the effect. The air went from still and silent to moving and changing. The breeze affects each one of you and those around that you see. When the power of the Holy Spirit works in you, people around you see changes. You feel better. You have joy. Make better decisions, and you will have an assurance that you are never alone. God will help you through the problems of life. As long as you are plugged into him by reading his word, obeying his word, and praying to God each day, let's plug into the power source of God right now. And as a prayer, says, dear Holy Father, you are awesome. The Bible even tells us that all power is given to you. You made all things and you made us. When things are going well for us, we pray to you and plug into your power. We will wait on your answer and obey you. Thank you for loving us so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God's power source. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank God for that word, 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 6. And talking about electricity, you got to plug it into the power source. And it's very interesting. And I know it's no coincidence that you're talking about a fan, because our power didn't go out, but our water was affected by, there were storms in St. Louis for the past couple of days. And it knocked out the water. So the water went out in the building. And because the water went out, the air conditioner went out, because it works by water. That's a whole nother word there. The air conditioner works the cooling by the water of the word. Amen. So that can preach as well. But anyway, the air conditioning is not working right now. And so we had to plug in the fan. Amen. To the powers. Hallelujah. So this is such a blessing, this word. Jesus is our real power source. And we overflow with hope by the Holy Spirit's power. Amen. I love, you know, what you said, that it's the breeze that affects everyone around you. Hallelujah. And that breeze is very important right now with no air conditioning. And I'm trying to think of what the temperature is right now in St. Louis. The temperature is 81. It's going up to 85 today. So we have fans all over in different places connected to the power source. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Joy. God bless you. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Amber. Amen. Anyone else, even if you just came on, if you want to share with us, you have something to share with us, you have 5 minutes to do it. So just bless the Lord and bless us too. Hallelujah. Minister Amber, I'm opening up your line. Welcome, Minister Amber. Excuse me, you ready? Okay. Minister Amber, put you on. Okay, her line dropped. So Pastor Catherine, we're going to have Pastor Catherine come on. Amen. Okay. No, I'm not hearing you. Oh, you know what? I don't have your line open. I'm going to open up your line. Okay. Pastor Catherine.
Okay. Well, praise God. What a wonderful word that Minister Joy ministered this morning. And Apostle, it's so good to have you back here once again, back home.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking about our brother this morning, that he and his wife made history in our family. And I just want to say
yes.
Thank God. Yes, thank God so much for that. Well, today I want to minister on stay one step ahead of the devil. I believe that understanding temptations is very important. And as ministers, Joyce, I said this morning, Jesus is our power source. And so we got to plug into the power source to be able to understand and resist the devil when he comes to tempt us. Praise God.
Yes.
James 1,
yes.
1 and 12 says that, and this is the King James Version, blessed is the man that endure temptation. He shall receive the crown of life. To endure temptation means to go through trials without giving up, to outlast the devil. Endurance also means going through a time of temptation without letting it change your attitude. And I'll tell you, that's one of the things that I have to always plug into to God power source so that I was still ahead of the enemy. Because a lot of times when we're tempted, even sometimes, you know, when we're hungry, when we're ill, or when we're tired, and we're tempted, and sometimes our attitude with others are not quite right. And so we have to continue, as Minister Joy said, stay plugged into the power source in order to keep us. And many times, real power won't do it, but we got to plug into the source. Amen. To keep us with the right attitude. Jesus never treated people differently when he was being tempted. And when we go through, God wants us to have that Christian maturity. He wants us to follow his example. Praise God. Jesus understands exactly what we are facing with temptation. Sometimes he allows us to face temptation so he can bring attention to areas of weakness in our lives and help us overcome them. You know, many times that when we say, oh, Lord, you just got to help me. I just missed the mark that time. But I tell you, God brings those areas to let us see us. and he wants us to see our weakness so we can come to him, so we can overcome the enemy and that we can outlast him. The only way we can have all that Jesus wants us to have is to be what he wants us to be. And that maturity, which comes through trial. So we are to be determined to be patient and stand up under temptation by the grace of God. It will put us one step ahead of the enemy. Amen. So, Father, we just come in Jesus' name. And we thank you that you know our weakness, Lord God. And you also, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, when we go through trials, Lord God, you're showing us our weakness. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for showing us our weakness, because we want to be your example, Lord God. And so we pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit, and that we believe that you are with us during times of temptation, so that we can be patient and stand strong at those particular times, always stand one step ahead of the enemy. And so, Father, we thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Amen. And the scripture was James 1 and verse 12. I don't know if I got the topic right, but the one word that stood out to me was outlast the enemy. Amen. And be one step ahead of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we're going through even trials or any temptation, as we're going through and not letting it change our attitude. Hallelujah. Amen. And we come to maturity through as we go through the trial. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. That was good. And I also liked how you connected it with you got to go to the power source. Amen. Hallelujah. Must go to the power source. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. All right. Let's go to Minister Amber. Now, and Minister Rachel, you are next. I finally looked at my text to see that you had pressed your number one key. And so we'll go to Minister Amber, and then we'll go to you and open up your line, Minister Rachel and family. Amen. Anyone else? You can press your number one key. If you have pressed your number one key, I don't see you. Only see, Minister Amber, Minister Rachel and family, and I see Pastor Price. So anyone else, if God has given you something, go ahead and press your number one key. We'll open up your line in a little bit. Opening up the line now for Minister Amber. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello to you all, and happy blessed Sunday. Good morning, and I'm just so grateful to be on the line this morning.
Amen. Good to have you here, Minister Amber.
Oh, yes, thank you. And my message for today is called Our Gracious God. That is Our Gracious God. And to start off, my scripture, the first scripture is Nehemiah 9:17. But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not desert them. We serve a gracious God who does not desert us in our times of need. And he never rejects us. He knows every single one of our secrets, and he still loves us. And it says in Psalms 25:16, David felt this and knew of the graciousness of God. He said, turn to me and be gracious to me, for he was lonely and afflicted. So he knew that God's grace was there for him. In every single time we go through something, that's God's way of extending his grace to us, showing us that he's there for us no matter what. And we are all candidates for God's grace daily. So we must take time to appreciate that great gift that he has blessed us with every single day. And in prayer and by faith, we receive what our sovereign Lord offers us in abundance. And in Isaiah, he said it very beautifully in Isaiah 33:2, O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. Even, no matter what we're going through, God is there for us. And he showers us with his grace each and every day over every situation. And because we have the grace of God with us every single day, daily, we should also be a dispenser of grace ourselves, because God has extended so much grace to us. And it's so important that we don't go about things our own way, but we do things the Lord's way. And so any type of thing that might come up against us, we can respond with God's grace. Even if someone is being ungracious, God, we can extend graciousness to them, and God bless our efforts with healing and understanding. So we must always extend the grace that God gives us. When people lash out, we must listen. When people accuse, we must forgive. When there are angry situations, we must remain calm. When there are criticisms, we must pray. And when others want to give up, we must be there for them. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms. And hearing about that various forms, it reminds me of King Saul and David. Even though King Saul was coming against David and so much stuff was going on, David still, before all that was happening, he would take the heart and be gracious to him and play for him to ease all the mental anguish that he was going through. So even though King Saul was coming up against him, he still took that time and still played his harp. That was his extension of grace, and that was his part of his various forms. So because grace is the governor that keeps us going spiritually and keeps us doing what God wants us to do. So we must be a grace giver and never stop allowing God's grace to flow through us, because he gives us his grace so many times. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And then lastly, in 2 Timothy 1:9, it says, he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you today that no matter what we are going through, God's grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. And as we go up against things in our lives, we are able to help others in various forms and extend the grace that God has given us to them, so that they can know about God's grace as well. So I pray that just God's grace would just continually be upon every single day that we receive it, and that God would grace us to extend that grace to others. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Your topic, our gracious God. Hallelujah. Amen. And one of the scriptures, Nehemiah 1:17. Hallelujah. God's gracious. He's a gracious God. Amen. And he gives us grace daily. Praise God. And he extends his grace to us. And he wants us to extend the grace that we have to others. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that word today. Amen. because it's and going back to even what Pastor Catherine was saying, that sometimes we go through stuff if we're hungry, we're in a hurry, will we still be gracious? Can the graciousness of God still move and flow through us? And that's only if we are plugged in to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And he is gracious. So thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, we're going to open up your line. If there's anyone else, if you have a word from the Lord, you want to read from your devotional for 5 minutes, you want to do a scripture shower, hallelujah. We are here and we are open to hear what the Lord is saying through you. Amen. Opening up the line now for Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi. Hey, hi, Marcus.
Hi.
Marcus is going to read. The topic is, I was going to read from my devotional, my KJV devotional, and he's going to read the scriptures, Psalm 91 and Psalms 121, because these both work together, as well as the scripture that God gave me in my devotional. And also with so much confirmation through Joy and through Amber as well, what God was saying. Like when Joy gave her example about electricity and how we connect to God, when me and my daughter was at the store, the man began to talk about electrical. So I was like, that's confirmation. And God was saying some things to us. And also with something else, when Amber had said what she had said, I was like, well, thank you, Lord. And, it was something that she had brought up. It was confirmation for me as well. And First Timothy, she read from verse Timothy 9, but he had me in First Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So it's still the same scripture, the same actual book. And then Marcus is going to do Psalms 91 first, and then Psalms 121, his son. And then I'm going to read Psalms 55 and verse 22, or 21, if he happens to read 21 and 22. All right, love you all. Okay, here, Marcus, I'm going to give you this.
So you can
read this. You already know Psalms 91 by heart. You can read Psalms 121 first. Yeah. Okay, I apologize for the delay.
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by the day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from the time forth and even for even more. This time, thank you very much.
Very good. And now let me take care of this one.
Praise God. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you. If you haven't fully memorized it yet, I can tell that it's coming in there, and you'll have
Amen.
It all. Amen. Amen.
Okay, today's devotional.
Okay, Ms. Rachel?
Yes. Okay, today's devotional was cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I like how he blessed every all his word to be tied in. So he just wants us just to cast everything to him and just trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean on to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. As we just trust him each day, each second, moment by moment, and just give everything to him. Say, Lord, I need you to help me with this. I need your peace with this. I need you to just keep strengthening me through this. And as we keep doing that and just saying, thank you for doing this. Thank you for giving me your peace. Thank you for strengthening me, Lord. Thank you for keeping me this second, this minute, this hour, allowing me to do what I need to do when it needs to be done the way that you want it and desire it to be done. Because that's called the divine yielding. Like, you know, you just want God to do it exactly the way he wants to do it. And I know it ain't always easy, but it's worth it. So, yes, to him be all the glory for everything. Just cast it all to him. And he really will keep us each day. And may the Lord continue to strengthen us and help us to do his ways each and every day by his Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Did you read from the devotional?
No, I just, the Lord just said it out of my heart because I wasn't
okay.
even turned to
All
it.
All right, that's what I thought.
Only to the scripture because
okay.
I remember the scripture in Psalms 55, verse 22. And so I just clicked on it and just read it from there. And he just said
Amen.
Whatever he wanted to say through me by his
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Casting all our burdens on the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank you. We appreciate the Lord in you. Hallelujah. And that what you were saying that he just said to say what was on your heart from the scripture. Amen. That's like the beginning of preaching. not like you're a beginner, but that's part of preaching. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much. And once again, thank you, Marcus, as well. Okay, Pastor Price, we're opening up the line for you. Anyone else? If the Lord has a word on your heart, amen, a song on your heart, share it with us. Press your number one key. Pastor Price, welcome.
God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and all the precious saints in your respective places today. What a great blessing, and welcome back. Apostle, and I thank God for God taking you safely through the airwaves and bringing you back safely. Glory to God.
Yes.
And thank you for the live programs that you allowed us to be a part of it. And so we just thank God, you know, for all that he did while you were there. And I know that there's some great testimonies in this, so I look forward to talking with you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The word that the Lord has laid upon my heart today is like a word of instruction today, and it's to always keep an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to say that again. Mm-hmm. Always keep an attitude of gratitude. The song that he laid upon my heart today, I'm only going to sing a very few seconds of it. And the song says, and I'm praying about my voice this morning, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks for he has given Jesus Christ, his Son. And the song goes on about giving thanks with a grateful heart. Glory to God. And so with the song, he was instructing me to say today for us to always keep an attitude of gratitude. In Deuteronomy 28, the whole chapter in Deuteronomy 28, the first part of the chapter in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, we often claim the promises of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. They belong to us through Jesus Christ. We're the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath. We're blessed as we go in, and we are blessed as we go out. But then the curses of the law are also found in Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. And we know in Galatians 3 and verse 13 and 14 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, those curses that are found in Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. By becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing promised to Abraham would come to the Gentiles in Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So we claim the promises, and yet we know that the curses, Christ has redeemed us. But in that part of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68, we get a picture of what God does not like and what he's not pleased with. We know that as Apostle had ministered today, and you ministered about the new pearl to ponder on God being our righteousness, that he said in Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. Seek first his righteousness, mm-hmm. and all these things will be added unto us. So we know in 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. God will instruct us through all the word of God. So in Deuteronomy 28, in verse 47, we get a picture of what pleases God and what does not please him. He told the children of Israel, he said, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, he began to tell them what was going to happen. God wanted his people to be grateful with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for all of his blessings and benefits to them. In Deuteronomy 28, 45 through 48, it says in the New Living Translation, if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and to obey the commands and decrees he's given you, all these curses will pursue and overtake you until you're destroyed. These horrors will serve as a sign and warning among you and your descendants forever. If you do not, verse 47, if you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything. The Lord will put an iron yoke on your neck, oppressing you harshly until he has destroyed you. So he began to tell them at that time. Now remember, Galatians 3:13 says, we've been redeemed from the curses of the law. But you get a picture of what God liked and what he did not like. He wanted his children to be joyful and glad for all of his blessing. When we and those who have received Jesus Christ, when we are faced with temptations, tests, and trials, or there may be seemingly disappointment that we face, we must remember no matter what, God wants his people to be grateful with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for all of his blessings and benefits to us. In John 16:33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation." That means you're going to have some tests, some trials. You're going to have some disappointments that you're going to face in this life. But he said, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So he gives us in the New Testament instructions for the children of light, for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians 5, verse 18 through 20, it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to reckless indiscretion. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." We're thanking him for waking us up this morning, for keeping us in our right mind. Mainly, the first and foremost is that he gave his darling son, Jesus Christ, for us, who suffered and bled and died that we might be brought into right standing with the Father. Hallelujah. He wants us to be grateful for every benefit, for the food he gives us to eat, the clothes he gives us to wear. Even if we have beds that we can sleep in, for a peaceful, beloved night's sleep, for protecting us as we go in and go out. We have no excuse even to let ourselves begin to be all discouraged and dismayed, because we got a good God who has done for us. Then it says the new creation in Christ, us that are new creations, we as Christians are instructed to put on the new self, the new creation in Christ, which will praise God both now and for all eternity. In Colossians 3, verse 15 and 16, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, for to this you were called as members of one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." James 5:13 says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." In Revelation 4, and this is throughout eternity, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be worshiping him now, both not only now, but through all eternity. In Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." In the last scripture, Revelation 5, verse 12 through 13 says, "In a loud voice they were saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and in the sea, and all that is in them, saying, To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise, and honor, and glory, and power, forever and ever." Remember, we are without excuse. We're instructed by God to give praise, glory, and honor to God in the good times, in the bad times, and in the in-between times, keeping an attitude of gratitude for God's good and goodness to us. Let us sing and make merry in our hearts to God. God bless you all. I'm going back on mute. Glory to God.
Amen. Always keep an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. And all of this just really goes together. You know, having that attitude of gratitude and knowing that God has done so much for us. I mean, we may be going through something at the moment, maybe a circumstance, maybe a situation, whatever. You know, we could be going through, it could be a whole lot worse than it is right now. And then, you know, on top of that, to think about all of the wonderful, awesome things that God has done for us. And if we just even think about how he has saved us, and that's a lot of pondering right there. Think about all the Lord went through to make sure that we were saved, because he so loved us. Amen. Amen. And going back again, we should always keep an attitude of gratitude and give thanks with a grateful heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Pastor Price. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to see if I can go back and do a quick recap on those who spoke today. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mom started us off with her favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Minister Joy talked about God's power source, 1 Corinthians 8 and 6, that God is the source of all power, real power. And then we get an overflow with hope by the Holy Spirit. Then Pastor Catherine talked about that we outlast the enemy, hallelujah, by the Spirit of the Lord, and that God lets us see ourselves, and maturity comes through trial, hallelujah. So we go through something, but we come on out on the other side. Minister Amber talked about our gracious God. Hallelujah, how God is gracious and compassionate. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, and how God is there for us no matter what. He is the gracious God. Amen. Then we heard Minister Rachel's family. We heard Marcus read for us Psalm 91. And Psalm 121, very, it's wonderful scriptures those are, both of them are. And then Minister Rachel talked about casting our care on the Lord, for he does care for us. And then she said, you know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that we have to trust in him with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding. Amen. And then Pastor Price came and talked about how we should always keep an attitude of gratitude. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for your word that has come forth today. It's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And we just thank you that your word through each and every person will just has permeated their hearts first and is permeating our hearts even now. In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, if you're not sure that you are born again, I mean, your testimony may be that your father went to church, your mother went to church, your grandmother went to church, and they may even be ministers, but that still doesn't speak to your salvation. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you have not, or if you don't quite know of it beyond a shadow of a doubt right now, according to the scripture. Now, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. God loves us. This is a love thing. This is a not beat you over the head thing. It's a love thing. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to perish, but to have everlasting life. Now, Romans 10 and verse 9 tells us that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. Amen. And none of us was there 2,000 years ago, so we must believe by faith and not by sight. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, and by the Spirit of the Lord, according to the word of God, you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life. Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you. And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
In my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You said that prayer with your whole heart. That means right now that you are saved. You are born again. Heaven is indeed your home. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you right now. So we want to pray over you. Father God, we ask you to fill them to overflowing right now with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. Power to read the word of God and to understand it every time in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. And the Lord has put together this family of broadcasts so that we can learn and grow together. It is Bible believing and Bible-based. Hallelujah. You can connect with us every Sunday and all of our broadcasts. You can connect with all of our broadcasts by calling 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. Now, our broadcasts are, it's every Sunday, and this is what we're doing right now. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Come and join us. We are Bible believing and Bible-based, and you will learn more and grow more in the things of God. On Monday, we have our Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and she is doing Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, our Bible teaching lesson. Hallelujah. So every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Excuse me. And you can learn more about the Word of God. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It is no less than awesome. Praise God. So join us every 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, we have two Wednesdays of the month, the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday. We have two different broadcasts. One of them on the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. On the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our newest Get 'em Radio family member, and that is the anointed pandemic baby. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, and so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. So the second Wednesday, when we have our healing service, prophetic healing, it's Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, and that's going to be on July the 12th, Wednesday, July 12th. And then on Wednesday, July the 26th, we have the Anointed Pandemic Babies, 8 p.m. Central, 10 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. You know, it's something when you wake up early in the morning and you travel, praise God. Thank you. Thank you all for praying for me. I appreciate it. Amen. On Thursday, that's our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and it's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Our guest speakers in the month of July is going to be the Sadas, Pastor Nelson and Pastor Natalie Seda. They're from New Jersey, and they're going to come and share with us. And then near the end of the month, we'll have them preach as well. Amen. So join us on Thursday. On Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen and amen. I don't think I said this in the beginning. I put it on your text, but happy 4th of July to you all. Amen. And those of you who are on the line today, who are still here, praise the Lord. I'll send out a text as well. On the 4th of July, we are not going to have Praying in Tongues Tuesday on the 4th of July. Many people do things with their families, and so we're not going to have it on the 4th of July. I will send out a text to everyone. So I want to say to you, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day. May the Lord just bless you. To just be with family and maybe get outside and have some barbecue or something on a Tuesday. Glory to God. Amen. So we will be back on Tuesday, the 11th of July, with Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So I'll send out a reminder of that as well. Glory to God. So thank you all for being on today. Amen. I will open the line for a few moments if you all want to say anything. Your line is open. If you want to say something, you can say it. If not, go ahead and put your phone on mute.
I love you all, and may God keep you all strong and strengthened and encouraged throughout this week and the rest of the year. In Jesus' name, amen, and always in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I say the same thing to you and your family as well. Amen. Love you all. May the Lord strengthen you
amen.
All as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
And it's a miracle we're able to have a cookout. So we're going to do it on Saturday. Yeah, Renee. Yeah, God blessed me to be able to catch a grill on sale. So we're able to have it put out here.
Wonderful. So enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Amen. We're going to do ours next Saturday on the 8th. Yeah. Because it's going to be too many people doing it over here where we live at.
Okay. What, Liberty State Park?
No. We're going to do it actually in the back. In the back where we live at. We're going to, it just said on those days, like the 3rd and the 4th, it'd be so many people, all the neighbors and stuff, it'd be very crowded. So we're not going to do it the day that they do theirs.
Okay. Amen. That's good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Pastor Price, did you want to say anything? Your line is open.
I just want to again just thank God for each one of you all today. Thank God for bringing you again safely, Apostle, back to St. Louis and take you there. And I thank God that you had an opportunity to be there. I believe that was very, very strategic. Hallelujah. Very strategic, I believe, by the Spirit of God. Then I want to thank God for you, Mama, Pastor Mom. Love you, Pastor Mom. And Pastor Catherine, I don't know if she's still there with you. And you did good this morning. Okay, Pastor Catherine did.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to thank God for Pastor Catherine too. I was praying for her while you were away, and praying for Pastor Mom, and just wanted to say thank God and all the wonderful messages today. They bless my heart. I give thanks to God, and I pray that the water comes back on there for you all. And then I want to say also happy blessed 4th of July to everyone, for Christ has called us, and we know that they use it for the military, and as well so they should, but also that Christ has called us to liberty and to freedom in Jesus Christ, for whom the Son is set free is free indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that was all. God bless you all. I love you all, and thank God for each and every one of you. I'm going back on mute. God bless.
Amen. God bless you too. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, and even saying it like that and giving us a good perspective of, you know, our freedom in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for that. All right. We're going to have Pastor Mom to make any comments and then give us the closing prayer. Pastor Mom. It was a good word. Amen.
Radio family.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch the TV.
While we're absent. One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day and a blessed holiday. Love you all so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And remember...